everybody. Kevin Broughton coming at you from Loan Officer Impact with my dear friend Ryan Surratt. And we have a really special guest on with us today. We are very fortunate to have someone who's an expert in an arena that a lot of us are challenged with or want to get better at. And so we're really excited to have Rachel Lee on with us today from Austin, Texas. So Rachel, welcome to Loan Officer Impact.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me, Kevin and Ryan.
Well, thanks so much for taking the time. And Rachel, you and I have spoke just briefly prior to this, but we speak to a nationwide audience of loan officers. And as you may or may not know, what's happened to our industry over the past 16 months, but it's been drastically altered. And to say that is probably the biggest understatement of the year. But in 2020 and 2021, it were the two greatest years in the history of the mortgage industry for loan originators. And then immediately, everything flipped the script, and starting on January last year, 2022, became what most will say is the most challenging year in the history of the mortgage business. So we went from the peak to the valley in 30 days time, and we've been living in this challenging market. I choose to call it an opportunistic market because I still think there's tons of deals out there for people that are strategic about their efforts. And but one of the things that Ryan and I hear on a regular basis from loan officers is their burning desire to grow their personal brand and to use social media at a much higher level than most of them have thus far to achieve that goal. And we thought, what a better person we could meet than someone who is a social media expert, amongst other things. And maybe you could shed some light on that topic and share with us some tools and strategies that they could utilize to achieve that goal. So with that being said, Ryan, do you want to start with a couple questions for Rachel that hopefully our audience could learn from?
Yes. So I was looking at this, Rachel, and I did some research on you, and you have thousands of followers. And then you had, was it like over 1 million impressions that you've done? I mean, the numbers were just astronomical. And so one thing I think if you could speak on, how can someone, a loan originator, if you can think from that perspective, how could loan originators be using the social media platforms to become experts in their community? The go-to expert.
Yeah. So I think it's really important that we first have context into why it's important. You know, because probably the reason why a lot of people, like, let's be real with each other. Social media is well over a decade. You know, LinkedIn is going on nearly 20 years being in business. Facebook. Yes. So, like, the fact that, like, you're even really asking me why or like how to use social media in some ways is crazy, right? Because this is the world that we lived in, and what's happened is that the acceleration of digital and being out there and building a personal brand and having to be on social media, the acceleration has just happened so fast because of COVID, right? It was already there, even before COVID, before 2020, like, we were still doing this thing. But what happened is the loan officers, even of the world, the lawyers, the investment bankers, what I would call, you know, our consultants, some of the more like tried and true people in profession, right? In the business world, who are like, well, what's this social media thing? COVID happened. We're all working from home. We're not going in person. You can't go knock on people's doors. You can't cold call, by the way, because nobody wants to be cold called anymore. There's tons of research on that. 90% of a person's decision is made before they actually talk to a salesperson. And that's because, what are they doing? They're searching on the most powerful platform, Google, right? Everything right. We need is on Google.
Right.
So the behaviors that we've taken on over the last really decade or two have now accelerated and become not just behaviors, but real like everyday necessities in business because of COVID, because of a catapulting in the economy. And as you guys are describing, a slowdown, right? Because everything that goes up must come down. Because that's the ebb and flow of business, as my dad always likes to tell me. So I think that context is really important. And the fact that people are all working from home now, right? Like, even if even if you're going back into the office, you're still probably working at least a few days out of your home, except of course our frontline workers. And yes, we know that there are some businesses that are starting that really want their people to come in more. So the context in which that loan officer will be able to find somebody has changed. You have to imagine that person right now at 1 o'clock on their Wednesday, more than likely is sitting at home in an office. It could be on the road at an in-person appointment, but more than likely they are actually working from home. And guess what they're doing? They're searching on Google when they don't know things. They're going on to lots of different platforms that their company is using, right? Tooling, CRMs, productivity tools, Zoom. We're on RingCentral, all of this. So from a technology standpoint, right, we have huge acceleration. So we see all of that happening in our behavior. And guess what else they're doing? We are doing, not they, the loan officer too. Going on social media sitting on board. So the loan officer is also a consumer. The person that he or she is selling to is just as much an employee or business owner, or entrepreneur, as they are a consumer of that content. Those lines are really blending. In fact, that's why at Standout Authority, we say there's no B2B or B2C. We say there's only one thing, H to H, human to human connection.
Right.
And so our goal using social media is actually to create those same human connections and human conversations that you're used to doing in person, at a conference, whatever you might have been more comfortable or doing it in the past, now just doing that online and doing it on the most powerful business professional platform out there and the only one that's trusted by business professionals. That's LinkedIn. So context. I always like to explain context. Before how to do it, we have to understand why we need to do it.
I think that's a great distinction. I hope everyone got that perspective there, that the goal through the use of social media is to create the human connection in an online forum because of the lack of ability to create it the way we used to, correct?
Yeah.
Good point. Yeah.
Great. So that is the context in which we are starting this conversation off. We agree 100% that is the context. So that being said, what are some strategies? So as you know, everyone's on social media, they're on every platform. My kid has his face in a phone all day. I get it, you know, but if you were in a sales position and you're trying to increase your ability to have more human connection, are there specific things or do's or don'ts or things that they could be doing better? Because they're all on it. And everyone and some of the people are mega producers that are tuning into the show that have a real strategic social media platform in place and others do not. But are there some tools to the trade that you could share that you'd stay away from or that you would absolutely mandate if you were, you know, talking to these folks?
So there's a little bit of a process, right, that we do here at Standout Authority. So yes, there's the how in which you implement something, but I'm going to hold on that again. And first, the first thing that you actually need to do when thinking about building your personal brand, well, actually, when thinking about building your social media presence is to think about your personal brand. And so that might probably be like a little intimidating for people when they hear that. They're like, oh, I'm a salesperson, I'm in real estate, you know, I don't know what you're talking about, that branding thing. Who's this branding lady boss, Rachel B. Lee? Like, I don't know what you're talking about. But it's really not that scary because ultimately your personal brand is you. It's your legacy, it's your story. It's what people say about you when you're not in the room, and it's a story that you want them to tell. So we like to say that a personal brand is how others see you and how you see yourself. And that how you see yourself is so often overlooked actually in this conversation, because everything you're asking me is about how do other people see me? How do they get more visibility? How do I get more sales? How do I get more clients? But if you don't really understand what you want people to understand about you and the person that you are, you're actually going to have a hard time putting yourself out there on social media because it's going to feel really inauthentic. So when you're building your personal brand, I want you to think about what are your skills? What are your superpowers when I say skills, right? Second, who is your audience? Who are you specifically speaking to that can relate to your background and your experience? Third, what is your differentiation? So inherently, the fact that you're in real estate and whatever sort of background, there's going to be lots of things that make you you and that bring you credibility. And we need credibility when people work with us. For people to trust us, especially in a social media session, especially in a social media context, we really want them to have to feel like they trust you. And we build that trust through our experiences by showcasing certifications, languages we speak, I have an MBA, BBA. Those are all part of your differentiation. So your skills, your audience, your differentiation, and then last but not least, your passion. What are you really passionate about? And what gives you energy and excitement? Because when you know that, it makes it much more authentic for you to be putting yourself out there.
Correct.
Okay, that's not just when I'm talking about building a personal brand, I'm not just talking about for social media. Building your personal brand is before we got on this phone call, or excuse me, on this recording, how you saw me show up, right? How did we have that conversation? How do we relate to each other? I'm going to my, stepdaughter's softball game later today. How am I showing up in those moments? I volunteer, I help out on the team, I'm cheering for her. These are all part of the image and the narrative that I am creating around Rachel B. Lee, not just the LinkedIn person that you saw with thousands of followers.
Right.
So all of that is who we are. And then what we want to do, guys, is take that information and build a sort of one-line statement about who we are and use that to help you build your LinkedIn profile, for instance, to build your Instagram profile, to build your Facebook profile, whatever the case may be. If you do have some show notes and resources after this, I will provide you with our fun LinkedIn headline analyzer that helps people create that 220 character and line. And we use the formula, I help X, who's your audience, X, do Y, what is it that you help them do? What's your product or service? So they can achieve Z. What is the outcome, the benefit, the so what?
All right, so a couple of huge takeaways right there. I just got to stop you for a second. On the brand,
huge takeaways.
It has to be based on your skills, your audience, your differentiator, and your passion, right? That's how we're going to start with the core values of us and how we see ourselves and how others see us and what is important to us. And if it's not authentic, forget it. It's done.
Correct.
Okay. Everyone, I hope, took that as a takeaway. So if you are out there saying, I am trying to do better at building my online persona, if it isn't wrapped around accentuating your skills, understanding who your audience is, what your differentiator is, and what you're passionate about, the likelihood of success is greatly diminished. True? And then as you're building your somewhat personal mission statement or value statement or whatever you choose to call it, could you just reiterate the XYZ one more time, please, Rachel?
Yeah. So when we build our personal brand value proposition, we take those four elements to help us construct a one or two line sentence. To help us in that process, it's useful to look at a LinkedIn headline. And so we use I help X. Who is your audience? So I help entrepreneurs, I help business owners, I help corporations, I help like female, whatever, like the better. Do why I help them with branding and marketing. I help them build their LinkedIn strategy, personal brand, create content. Like this is where the skills comes in, right?
Yep.
Because people need to know, what is it that you do? Why should I work with you?
Yep.
So they can achieve, but they also need to know the outcome. Everyone works off of what? Pain points and benefits.
And so let me ask this. So someone in our field could say, I help first-time home buyers identify and purchase the best home for them so that they can begin to lay roots and foundation for their family as they grow into the future or something like that.
Nailed it.
Got it. Okay. Big takeaway, audience. I hope everyone got that. I help X do Y so they can achieve Z. I hope everyone, I'm committing that to memory. I hope everyone else is too.
Yeah. And again, we have a little form if you have show notes or anything like that. So to help people do that. So then once you have that statement, then you can directly start to put that on your LinkedIn profile. And, you know, part of what you all asked me was, you know, how do I approach social media, right? And so the first part is to say, like, what's the message I'm trying to get out there? So that's why building this personal brand value proposition is always step first. Then you have to think about, where is my audience? Where should I spend my time posting content, connecting with people? You know, here's what I have to say about the different channels. You have YouTube, you have TikTok, right? You have Facebook, you have Instagram. There's a lot of even, you know, I would imagine in your industry that could even be even smaller communities and more, you know, niche tools and things that y'all use.
Yes.
But at like the large level, right, where we know there are millions and even billions of people, those are some of the main platforms, along with LinkedIn. Here's the thing, and Twitter. Those are the big ones, right?
Yep.
What I know to be true is that 4 out of 5 people on LinkedIn are business decision makers. Do you want to be in front of business decision makers?
Yes.
Yes. We want the people that have the budget and hold the money and can tell us if they can buy or not, right?
Yes.
Facebook, Instagram, much more diverse of an audience in terms of buying power, because there's also more people on there, right? There's 2 billion plus people on Facebook. LinkedIn has almost 1 billion, actually. Hello.
Wow.
Nobody realizes that.
I did not know that. I did not know that at all.
So
it just crossed 900 million.
So are you kind of inferring that perhaps salespeople are underutilizing LinkedIn, not realizing its status in the world? Okay.
Yeah. Correct. Not to mention LinkedIn actually has a tool called Sales Navigator, which is made for sales professionals to do prospecting and lead generation. So the mere idea that you would be a sales professional and not be on LinkedIn is just really unbelievable to me, because I don't know how you're finding your audience on Facebook and Instagram, because the only way you could do targeting is if you're doing advertising, and you can only advertise in certain ways. And we know that getting in front of the right people on Facebook and Instagram is only getting more and more challenging. Now, TikTok, there could be, you know, TikTok has more potential in terms of not having to spend money. They haven't totally become an advertising platform. There still is a lot of organic reach that's happening.
Yes.
Right. And there's a lot of people on there. We also know that TikTok is about 50% perchance getting banned in the US, which we will not get into that conversation. One thing I know is that LinkedIn is owned by what company?
I have no idea.
I don't know either.
Microsoft, the company I used to work for. So Microsoft bought LinkedIn officially in 2016. The acquisition was officially through in 2017. That was right the time that I was at Microsoft. So if you have any like thought about where to spend time, not just on a social media platform, but actually in a platform that's a software tool, that's what LinkedIn is. And it's backed by Microsoft, which is the top five company in terms of market cap. And just, it's Microsoft. So
if I can, Rachel, let's go a little deeper right there. So if you're a loan originator and you're trying to add clients to your business to do more loans, how would that look on LinkedIn? Because from my perspective, until you just said this, I was thinking LinkedIn was more just for connecting with other business individuals. So if I want to connect with other loan originators or realtors or CPAs, then I do it there. But how could I use LinkedIn to get more business?
Yeah.
From concerns.
So, absolutely. So first things first, you need to have a rockstar LinkedIn profile.
Okay.
So before you actually start implementing in terms of using content or driving messaging and using the tool Sales Navigator that we were talking about, you need to have a rockstar profile. And what that means is it's completely filled out. And we're not doing a profile session right here. But you know, maybe y'all would want us to come in for workshops with your team or something like that. And we have lots of training, and this is what we do, right? But the LinkedIn profile is really important, you guys. And the reason for that is because LinkedIn is 100% optimized for SEO, search engine optimization. So what that means is on a platform like Google, which most people use, when somebody is searching Rachel B. Lee, they're going to first actually see my LinkedIn profile before they see standoutauthority.com. They'll even see posts and newsletters from Rachel on LinkedIn before standoutauthority.com, because LinkedIn is 100% optimized for SEO. So they work in beautiful
synchronicity.
I don't know why I'm about to butcher that word.
There we go. Us Texans are helping each other. So what you're saying is, really, if you're a loan originator and you're not using LinkedIn, you're really missing out, because just right there, you may show up more than your competitors in your market by just having a LinkedIn profile.
Yes.
Because the SEO optimization.
Correct.
Okay. Correct. That's great.
And so what's optimized for, so your LinkedIn profile is optimized, which means you need that profile. So the headline that we just talked about, how it fuels SEO is from all the words on there, all those keywords. So the more you fill out your experience section, the more that you fill out your about, the headline, profile, cover image, head, like there's all these things, right? Your skills, things that people just don't think are important. You're actually feeding the algorithm, because it's picking up on Rachel is telling me she's marketing, branding, her recommendations, right? It's picking up on all of that that's on the profile. And that's what fuels what comes up on LinkedIn, but also what can come up on Google search.
Hmm. Okay.
So you have to have a rockstar profile.
So number one, rockstar profile. Got it.
Yeah. Listen, I'm not saying you shouldn't have something on Instagram or Facebook. You know, we were at EPX, it's rebranded now, a year and a half ago. And then I was at another. So we're in front of the, real estate industry, and talked to a lot of people that find people on Facebook, or, Facebook and Instagram has been a place that they have success in. So I'm not saying that those aren't going to be successful for you.
Do you find, Rachel, that most people don't do their LinkedIn properly? Is that a fair statement or not? Like, I just Googled you to see what, and you were right. The first thing that came up was your LinkedIn profile, not your business. And
I love that that happened.
And I looked, and like, you had a better banner on yours than I have on mine. I have 5,000 connections or whatever the max is, but I don't have as good of a profile as you have. And
yet.
Is that normal? Is it normal, my way normal, to not have it done right versus your way? What's normal?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So we got to fix that.
Yeah. I mean, what's happening is, I was actually just reading a great article in Fast Company cover all about everybody didn't believe really in LinkedIn. It's sort of been this slow drip rise. But with COVID, it completely has changed. Since 2020, it's like, whew, and the pace of people coming on to LinkedIn is doubling. And you know what's interesting too, y'all? People think that Gen Z and the younger generation are not on LinkedIn. They are 50% of the new people starting accounts right now, are the younger generation.
Interesting. No, I didn't know that either.
Because they need jobs. Hello.
Yeah, it makes sense.
This is a platform ultimately originally started to, you know, really help connect people to jobs, recruiters to people and to job seekers. But there's marketing capabilities. You can advertise on LinkedIn. You can learn. LinkedIn Learning is incredible. There's tons of learning. And then you have the sales tool. So you're how many loan officers? How big is your company? How many people?
We have 135 loan officers, about 420 employees.
So hypothetically, let's just take those loan officers, the 100 plus, you could get an enterprise license to LinkedIn Sales Navigator.
Okay.
And that means each person would now have access to this tool, which will let them actually create lead lists. And the segmentation on when you go in is incredible, right? So you'll be able to, you could do account-based marketing where, Kevin, you would say, here's a list of 100 companies or companies that we know we want to target. You could actually put in all of those companies and you say, you know what? I want to just talk to the CEO. I just want to talk to whoever, right?
Right.
You find all those people on LinkedIn and create all these different lists of people for them to go after.
Could you do the same thing with maybe, instead of maybe a CEO of a company, but perhaps Mr. and Ms. Jones that you closed their loan last year and they, you know, he's a principal of the school and that type of thing, that they're not business owners, but they're just
to find a specific person, yep, you just find that specific person.
And you could upload like your past database list perhaps of closed loans into the system and it would keep tabs on them of sorts. Is that?
Well, I mean, if you had like an email list, let's say, or a bunch of names, right? And let's say those were all people you wanted to do some resurgence on or some callbacks or whatever.
You can mark it directly to them as your past database through LinkedIn. Wow.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I would have to venture to guess that the average person in the loan community does not know that. Ryan, you're a top producer. You close many, many millions, tens of millions of dollars a year with the loans. Did you know any of this about LinkedIn?
Nope, not at all. I feel kind of silly. I knew it about Facebook. You could do that with Facebook, but I didn't know about LinkedIn. And so I feel like I've missed out. And so I feel like this is a very helpful place to be marketing to. Maybe more. Actually, Rachel, would you say this is more effective for marketing to than all the other platforms? So if you only can choose one, this is the one.
Well, of course I'm going to say that. But I don't work for LinkedIn, you know. I mean, I worked at Microsoft, I worked at Gartner. I love LinkedIn. I've worked with them. I truly believe in what the tool is providing and the kind of people.
Yeah.
So that's why we're in business, Standout Authority, right? It's why people hire us, because there's so much a lack of knowledge, right, about how to use it and what to do. So yes, there's all of the potential, and especially as more and more people become aware of LinkedIn and are more active on it, that's really gonna accelerate, right? Because if Ryan, you have this list of the Mr. and Mrs. Jones,
right,
and let's say they have a profile but don't come on to LinkedIn, that's probably actually not gonna be that helpful.
Right. So let me ask this. So this has been really great, but unfortunately, we're nearing the end of our time frame together. Tell me just if you can briefly about how could we support you through the loan officer community and help your business? What could you do for loan officers for whatever your fees are? Tell me about your business, how we could help support it.
Oh, geez. Well, I can tell you just a little bit, about Standout Authority and what we do briefly. So what we do is exactly this. So we have an agency side and then we have our training side. And so we'll work with, on our agency side, we work with upper level executives or that 7-figure+ business owner. And we're creating their personal brand, voice, narrative, content. We create the content, copy, social templates, and we drive opportunities clients, all of that through direct messaging. So we actually fully take over the LinkedIn account. And so we do that one-on-one for clients, and those services range from $3,500 to $7,500 a month. Okay. So we love that's been a very important core of what Standout Authority does, and nothing that Josh and I do for our clients, we don't do for ourselves. So the reason whatever you see for me and my husband, Joshua B. Lee, the dopamine dealer of LinkedIn, who has over 70,000 followers on LinkedIn at this point, has just got his community top voice badge. We are doing all of this ourselves and for Standout Authority. So when we do it for our clients or we work with a team, it's because we know it works. And then the other side, Kevin, is we'll actually, you know, we have our Standout Authority experience coming out in a few weeks, and we will train. And so we will support teams in building the personal brand, rocking the profile, creating content. So we actually guide people through that in a small group setting. And we actually love doing that inside companies. So we do it for companies. And then we also have people that come inside of our program. And so that's really the core of our business. And with the goal to humanize marketing, to bring human connection and human conversation back to what we're doing online. And that's what we believe in here at Standout Authority.
Well, we believe in that too. And we're in lockstep with what is important to our industry and our loan originators is what you just stated, the human connection side of things, because we still believe that most Americans, when they're making arguably the largest investment of their life, want to do so with someone that they know, like, and trust. And that they're not going to just call some phone jockey 9 states away who they don't have any clue it is, has no relationship with them. And that's proven out to be true. That's why we're thriving in business. So I love what you shared. I have so many notes I've taken down, you have no idea. So if I look down, it was only because I was writing like crazy. But I had like 8 or 9 ahas out of this thing. So I really appreciate you taking the time and sharing with Ryan and I, your vast wealth of knowledge that I think is somewhat foreign to some of the folks, many of the folks in our industry. I don't believe they've utilized that tool, specifically LinkedIn, at all to the level that they could. I know I haven't. And I have a lot of followers, but I don't use the tool anywhere near as effectively as I can. And I'm very curious about, I'm going to personally be contacting to see if there's something we can do just on a personal level. But how could people seeing this get in touch with you if they like to? Is there a website or an email address we could get?
What do you think I'm going to say?
Yeah, I assume you'd say yes.
No. What do you think I'm going to tell people to do?
Oh, go to my LinkedIn and you can, I don't even know how you connect. What do you call it? Instant message, direct message? What do you call it?
Just connect with me. And when you do connect, send me that personalized invite. That's a quick tip that we love doing when we talk about building a human conversation. There's nothing better on LinkedIn when somebody connects with you, right? And says, hey, Rachel, I heard you talking to Kevin and Brian. It was such a great, I learned so much. Thank you. Quick message like that. Means the world. I love creating those conversations. So,
Google Rachel B. Lee. I just did it. It takes you right to her fabulous LinkedIn profile and connect with her there. Rachel, thank you so much for joining us. I really, really appreciate it. We here at Loan Officer Impact try every single week to bring value to our loan officer population across the country, regardless of what company they work at, simply so they can have a more freedom-filled and better life. And today, the number of takeaways and insights and ahas has been, you know, many. And I hope everyone that is tuning in took away something of value today that they can implement in their business tomorrow that makes them down the path of having a better business, a better life, able to feed their family at a higher level, and to do so while remaining true to your core values. So thank you so much. We really appreciate you. Ryan, any closing comment?
2 things. 1, get on LinkedIn. 2, get with Rachel B. Lee.
That's right.
There you go.
Thank you, Rachel.
Thank you. Bye now.
See y'all. And tune in next week to Loan Officer Impact. Have a great day.
Be sure to visit successunlimited.us for free loan officer tools, tips, and video resources. To schedule time with Kevin, visit growingwithkevin.com.